A search through the deep recesses of Philadelphia public school buildings has turned up an extensive art collection worth an estimated $30 million. Nearly 1,200 artworks were found, tucked into boiler rooms, closets, and sometimes hanging unnoticed on school walls. Among them, two portraits by Thomas Aikens, other works by N.C. Wyeth, also the African-American realist painter Henry Asawa Tanner, and 19th-century American Impressionists. Art consultant Kathleen Bernhardt-Hedvegi led the search team. She says she'd already uncovered art for Chicago schools when the Philadelphia School District asked her to come and have a look around.
We were at one school, and there was a storage room where very old bicycles that had been abandoned were locked up, and they had been locked up for many, many years. We don't know how many, 10, 15, 20 years. And it was very difficult even finding a key to get into the room. I think that delayed us by well over an hour waiting for school administrators to trying to gain access to that room. Then when we finally opened the door, lo and behold, between the bicycles and even stacked in the bathroom were approximately 40 original oils on canvas, really beautiful paintings that ended up comprising a very valuable section of the collection.
What kind of condition were they in, having been stacked up for so long?
Oddly enough, not that badly. Most of them were, of course, dirty and had some surface damage, but most of them were actually in quite good shape.
What was in that stack?
That was some of the pieces from the Pennsylvania Impressionist movement. We found Alice Kent Stoddard, for instance, Antonio Martino, Elizabeth Washington, Colin Campbell Cooper, and many others.
How was it that the Philadelphia Public Schools came to have this extensive collection? Where would the money have come from to buy these pieces?
We're kind of uncovering the fact that many of the works found their way into the Philadelphia school system through gifts to graduating classes. Many times there was a women's auxiliary who wanted to give a gift to a graduating class in 1934, and they got together and bought something for $2,000 or $3,000 that, of course, today is worth, 100, 200 times that because they bought well. Other times, because Aikens, for instance, was a teacher at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts and knew many of the other artists, they would trade paintings between one another and then sometimes give a painting to the school that they had graduated from.
Now, Thomas Aikens, I believe, graduated from a Philadelphia high school, is that right?
Yes, yes.
And did two portraits of school principals.
That's correct.
What do they look like?
One of the portraits we found in an archive room at one of the schools, it was kind of a 24 by 29 size portrait. The other one, though more notably, was found at one of the other schools and is of a very monumental size, 4 by 8, life size or a little bit more. That was quite awesome. We were really flabbergasted by that find.
Were any of the school kids around when you were doing these searches?
Sometimes they were passing in the hall, going from class to class, and were very curious about what it was we were doing. There was one child who was taken out of class. I think he was talking and was actually in detention, who ran out to the hallway and told us he knew where some of the pieces were, and then led us to a closet in the basement. And we found works down there as well, so he was very helpful.
Yeah, you wonder how he knew about that.
I do wonder how he knew about that.
Well, Kathleen Bernhardt-Hedvegi, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Art consultant Kathleen Bernhardt-Hedvegi with the Chicago firm Corporate Art Source. They turned up artworks which could be worth $30 million throughout Philadelphia's public schools. A spokesman for the school says a committee will be created to figure out what to do with the collection.